Well, we're coping very well, actually. At Iford, the site remains closed. It remains a danger. As you know, there is a severe weather warning on that site at the moment. So we have arranged overnight accommodation for a further 2 nights for those vulnerable residents who weren't able to do that themselves. So that's the situation at Iford.
What about the rest of the town? Is it coping generally quite well with the amount of water, or is anywhere else struggling?
We've currently got a road closure at Cranley Road in Southbourne. Underneath a railway bridge there is flooded. So we've got teams deployed there, pumping water away, trying to get that open as quickly as possible. But of course, the problem is there's a lot of surface water. The ground is saturated. So that's proving a little bit of a challenge, but they're doing all that they can there. We've also had people out and about all over the weekend on 24-hour coverage, really out checking all the vulnerable areas, checking the river levels, checking the flooding, liaising with residents, knocking on doors really, seeing how people are feeling, helping people assess the risks to their own properties, deploying sandbags, putting in place road closures, all those kind of things you'd expect us to be getting on with.
I guess it must be quite a stretch on resources because this has been going on for quite a long time now and over the Christmas period when everything's a little bit more shut down than usual.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we have in place call-out procedures which are in place, you know, 52 weeks a year, 24 hours a day. It's just obviously those call-out procedures have been called on a little bit more recently than would normally be the case.
And for people who have been affected, I mean, particularly the people in Iford, how are they generally? Because obviously it's got to be very distressing when, one, your home is flooded, but two, it happens over Christmas.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously everybody's hearts goes out to those people. It's a really, really distressing and terrible situation for them. They're itching to get home. Of course they are, to see the state of their property, to see the level of damage that has been caused. And obviously we really want to support them in getting home as quickly as possible, but the site's currently just not safe. So it's really, really not a good idea for them to go back at the moment.
Obviously there is a little bit more bad weather forecast tonight, but it looks like it might be getting better after that. Is it a case of just having all your resources on standby just to see what happens?
Absolutely. It's making sure that those standby arrangements stay in place all the time so that we can respond as quickly as possible to more flooding, to fallen trees, to damaged roads, and to help people protect their own properties.
And if people are concerned about flooding or anything else, as you say, with the trees and the high winds, what should be their first port of call?
Really, the main first thing that they should do is call Floodline. It's 0845 988 1188.